Ship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
We are at the final part today of this wonderful series on agape love. I've so enjoyed bringing this series. And we're at part 40. And I was saying earlier on, we're looking to transfer all 40 parts onto a bunch of CDs and sell it as a CD set. And it will be in the store. As soon as we can get it in the store, that's what we're going to do. And also another series on the Hour One Nugget, The Fire of God. Those two series we are going to release as CDs. Oh, I can't wait. Today, as this is the final part, we're going to look at Romans, the 8th chapter, if you've got your Bible. Romans, the 8th chapter, and I'm going to go from verse 38. You listen to this. If you have never heard this scripture before, I pray in Jesus' name that as you listen now, it wipes you out. It places you on the floor, prostrate before Almighty God. I just pray that in Jesus' name. Paul says this in the 8th chapter of Romans and the 38th verse. He says, "And I am convinced that nothing," say nothing, "that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the power of hell can separate us from God's love." He goes on and says this, "No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Is that not amazing? Is that not just astonishing? You see, already at the beginning of this chapter, chapter 8, I love chapter 8. It's my favorite chapter of Paul's writings in the entire scripture. He says, "Now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." And he goes on to say, "and are called according to his purpose." There is no condemnation. There's only conviction. If you feel condemned, then it's because Satan is condemning you, nothing else. You'll only get Satan condemning. You will only get the evil one bringing condemnation because you'll only get conviction from Almighty God. If you feel condemned, you know where it comes from. But this verse at the end, where he is saying, you know, God's love is in us. God's love is in us. Whether you want to tap into God's love or not, that is your decision. But God wants to pour his love into your life in such a brand new way. He wants you to palpably feel it. He wants you to know that you are loved. I want you to imagine when you were a child. And I'm praying in Jesus' name that you had a wonderful childhood, because if you didn't, this will not apply to you. But just imagine when you were a child and you looked up at your mom, and your mom was there and she was holding you in her arms, and her eyes looked into your eyes, and you just knew you were loved. Just imagine if you have had the opportunity to have a child of your own, where you cast your eyes upon that child when that child has just been delivered. And you look down on that child, and I think about that now, and tears spring to my eyes. because you have no idea what paternal or maternal love is until you have had a child of your very own. And because I'm a father, I understand paternal love, and therefore I can begin to understand the height and the depth and the width of the love that Almighty God has for me. I don't know it fully, but I know a tiny bit. I know a glimpse of that love that He pours down upon me when I don't deserve it. I brought a word the other day on grace. God's unmerited favor upon our lives. God's unmerited favor upon me, upon you. Because that love pours from heaven, and because that love is agape, because that love is unconditional, that is why Paul is reiterating what unconditional love actually means. And he says, I am convinced. That means Paul does not need anyone else telling him anything about this because he's convinced by it. That nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Why is he saying that? Because he knows the truth. He knows the truth, beloved, and the truth has set him free. He knows that God loves him in this way because Paul has suffered for Almighty God and he doesn't care. Paul has walked through fire for Almighty God and he does not care. Paul has been shipwrecked for Almighty God, and he does not care. He's been thrown in prison, and he does not care, because he's convinced. He's convinced by what's happened to him in his life. And he was convinced the day that he met Jesus on that road to Damascus. And Jesus appeared before him and said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Saul, as he was then called, was blinded. And he was taken to this house, and for 3 days he lay there blind until a messenger was sent to him from God. And from that moment, when his eyes were restored, when his sight was restored, right at that moment, he knew God's love. He sensed it right there. And then Paul embarked on a journey, on 3 journeys actually, but on a journey that was to transform his life and the lives of many, many, many people. And he went and started churches all over the place. He knew God's love. And he says clearly here, neither demons nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Not even the powers of hell. Are you hearing what he's saying? Because you see, quite oftentimes, Christians think that because we are one with God, they think that the power of hell hasn't any danger toward them. They don't think that they can be affected by it because Satan is just a nothing, a nobody. But Paul recognizes the power of hell and says, not even. Look at that word, not even. And if you've got that word even in your Bible, I want you to underline it because this is so important. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. It's not possible. Because God will continue to love you. Whatever you do, and that's where grace comes in. God's unmerited favor upon your life, upon my life. Not even, say even, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. And then he goes on to say, no power in the sky above or in the world below? Indeed, nothing in all creation. There is not a thing in the whole of creation that can do anything to separate you from the love of God who is in Christ Jesus. Why? Because it can't. Because it can't. Now let's look at you toward God. Yes, you can turn away from God. You can walk another route and say, no, this is too tough. I don't want to do this anymore. You can do that. You're available to do that. You can walk away anytime you like. I think you would be silly, but you can walk away if it gets too tough. But in my world, when it gets too tough, the tough get going. In my world, when it gets too tough, it's because you're doing something right, beloved. Listen to me. When it gets really tough, when Christianity becomes really tough, when it's hard to follow that route, it is because you are doing something right and Satan doesn't like it. And he is coming to attack you because you are doing something bang on right that is threatening his world. And that is why you find it tough. And if you're not finding it tough, then ask God why and ask God how you can serve him better. Paul found it tough the entire time. Every day of his working life, he found it tough. Why? Because he was about his Father's business. I want you to find it tough, because then you're about your Father's business. I want it to be tough in my life so that I am about my Father's business. And financially, here at Worship Radio 247 Online, it is really tough, believe you me. And that's just one area. But we know we're doing something right. We know we are preaching the gospel. We know we are introducing you to a wonderful, warm, brand new relationship with the living God. Because we know this, nothing in all creation, whether below or above, can ever separate you from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because the Bible says so. Know this, beloved. Whatever you face, if you don't have a job, if you have no money and the finances are bare, if you have a sickness you've just been told about, if you have a bad prognosis from the doctor's office, whatever the situation, know this. Nothing can ever separate you from the love of God who is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who is revealed by Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing, say nothing again, nothing can separate you. And whatever God's will for your life is, his will be done. Just say this with me now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And amen. To God be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want you to join in with this one if you know it. This is Noel Richards, and Nothing Can Separate Us. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. In Jesus' name.
Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God.
God did not spare His only Son, gave Him to save us all. Sin's price was met by Jesus' death, and heaven's mercy falls.
Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God.
Jesus was raised to sit at God's right hand, pleading our cause in heaven's courts. Forgiven we can stand. By God's grace, we have embraced a life set free from sin.
We shall deny all that destroys our union with Him. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love.